And this new approach to prosecution by the Trump administration also means that there will be even more cases clogging our immigration courts. The country's immigration court system has been experiencing a backlog of cases for years, and many worry that the new push by the Trump administration to deport more people and punish them the first time they cross the border illegally will only exacerbate the problem. For more on this, I got a hold of Bijal Shah via Skype. She's an associate professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU who specializes in immigration law. She says the very existence of criminal charges here changes the game because it means those people might not be eligible for prosecutorial discretion when judges can prioritize cases based on criminal background or national security concerns. So I asked her, in light of this backlog that already exists in our immigration courts, can the system handle this policy change?
It has been experiencing a backlog, and in fact, it's sort of struggling even more now. Prosecutorial discretion has existed since the 70s in the immigration context, but under Obama, a number of memos and priorities were released clarifying what the government's focus should be. I mean, even if the government wanted to remove everybody, they just couldn't. And so they have to prioritize who they're going to remove. And the Obama administration had determined that prioritizing people that might be problematic for public safety or national security purposes would make some sense in terms of how they should focus their resources. Mm-hmm. Now, from February through June of last year, immigration officials closed about 2,400 cases as a result of prosecutorial discretion. During the same period this year, fewer than 100 cases have been closed as a result of PD. And so a huge drop in the number of cases that are closed as a result of PD, which has been impacting, contributing to the backlog.
Right. And so let's take a quick step back and talk about this backlog. Describe for us how bad this is. How long might it take, for example, for someone's case to get resolved, to even get heard by a judge?
Just in terms of what the backlog looks like now as compared to before, the Justice Department has over 50 more judges, immigration judges, now than it did this time last year. And yet the backlog has grown and the completion rates of cases are down to about 9%. So immigration judges are really struggling. I mean, cases can take anywhere at this point, optimistically, from a year to several years. And now that we're adding in this additional sort of twist that this criminal charge associated with the very crossing of the border is part of the mix, I mean, sort of who knows how long that's going to add to the non-citizens' sort of experience, especially if we're talking about prison time between the criminal conviction and then the removal proceeding.
Right. What's contributed to this backlog? I know that there have been challenges in the past with not having enough judges to begin with.
That has been something that's contributed to the backlog, although there are more judges now. I mean, there's a sort of a strong sense out there that it really is this lack of enforcement priorities. It's this idea that the resources are not being focused in a way that would allow judges to get those cases that should not be prioritized off their docket and to focus on those cases that are of most importance to our sort of national immigration and national security concerns.
So how does that normally, or how did that, I guess, before the Trump administration changed these policies, break down? Now they're prosecuting basically everybody. But before, what was a case that did not need to take priority versus something that really did?
So a case that wouldn't take priority would be, for instance, somebody's grandmother who was here and whose children and grandchildren were all citizens, but who wasn't a citizen herself and who had these very strong family ties, who didn't have any criminal convictions and didn't seem to, you know, pose any national security concerns of any sort. That wouldn't be somebody that judges would sort of spend their time on. Now, when folks are deferred as a result of prosecutorial discretion, this doesn't mean that they are given the rights and the privileges of citizenship by any means. They are in limbo as well, and so it's not an ideal situation. But in terms of focusing government resources, the Obama administration determined that it made more sense to focus on the person who had committed murder or who had perhaps some connections to, you know, a terrorist cell instead of the person who had been here for 50 years or 30 years and had strong family connections and was a part of the community.
Right. And so the feeling you're saying within the immigration court sort of system is that now without any prosecutorial discretion like this, the caseload is just going to multiply exponentially.
It is. And if judges are sort of expected to go through each case one by one as they come through and provide them all this the sort of same amount of process, then we're talking about an increased slowdown. We're talking about a situation in which judges attention is highly diluted among several different types of cases, and in which the sheer number of cases they have to deal with is far greater as well. And so that's, I mean, it would clearly lead to a greater backlog.
Yeah. And so is anything being done to address this backlog? Can anything be done in terms of funding or allocation of resources?
Yeah, well, that's sort of the bigger question underlying all of immigration, right? And so, sure, additional funding would help from Congress, although as we've seen for the last decade or so, getting legislators on the same page in terms of what should be done and how that funding should be focused and dispersed has been very, very challenging. The Justice Department, sort of at a narrower level, the Justice Department has been working pretty hard, I think, on getting immigration judges in. It's not the quickest process, and for good reason. We do want to ensure that our immigration judges are trained. I think the Justice Department is sort of doing what it can. I think its hands need to be untied, and I think some of the priorities that were shaping prosecutorial discretion should be reintroduced, because even if the current administration wants to sort of do it all, the funding and the resources just don't exist.
Bijal Shah is an associate professor of law at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU. Bijal, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.